Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, January 10th, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air, of course, here in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else from our website, of course, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. It is streaming live this morning out to the KSJE YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and our Twitter account. Coming up this morning, we're going to talk about all the entertainment that is coming to Farmington this spring at the Farmington Civic Center. Randy West is my guest. I'll be speaking with him in the next few moments, talking about all the variety of entertainment that's coming over the next few months. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. And we're going to get a preview about this summer's performances as well out at Lyons Wilderness Park Amphitheater and much, much more. All that's coming up in the next few moments here on KSJE. Then next hour, Mick Hess is going to be here roving with the arts, our weekday classical music program. Mick is playing part one of the Moldau this morning. You'll hear that, of course, on KSJE. And a special birthday shout out to one of his listeners coming up on the program today. And don't forget, in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, we invite you to connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, this reminder that you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora. Check us out and take us with you wherever your travels take you in the new year. Outside our studios this morning, it's a mostly sunny Monday, 25 degrees here at San Juan College. We are expecting a mostly sunny day today, 47 for a high this afternoon, 22 overnight tonight, sunshine again tomorrow and Wednesday, with highs each day in the mid-40s and overnight lows in the lower 20s. But take a look at Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Maybe a change in our weather with some precipitation. Chance of rain or snow on Thursday with a high of 50 degrees, 49 on Friday, 50 again on Saturday, but still a chance of rain or snow for the second half of the week. We will see if that comes to fruition or not. Let me turn to my guest, who is here with me this morning, again from the Farmington Civic Center. One of the hardest working men in show business has to be Randy West. Good morning.
Well, bless you, my friend. Bless you.
Well,
I always feel like I got to bring my A game here because you are so good.
I don't know about that, but you have brought so much to this community as far as entertainment. And you've got more up your sleeve, and we can see you're wearing long sleeves. So you've got a lot packed up in those sleeves to bring to us. And so we're very excited to have you here. Welcome, and Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And you've already had a couple of performances in the new year.
This past weekend,
yes.
We had the Sharp Family Singers, and they were terrific.
Right.
And we're gearing up for another show tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Exactly. So you really haven't taken any time off, have you?
We haven't much.
I don't think so.
We had a big December, very successful December.
Congratulations.
And rolling right into the new year with lots of enthusiasm.
Very good. Well, I know I think folks are looking forward to getting out and about. I know they're doing it safely. I know you're presenting these acts safely.
Yes, we are.
At the Civic Center. And so it's nice to see people out touring again and being able to come to Farmington. And you know a lot of people, and you're bringing a lot of them to Farmington.
It's always a thrill to be able to talk to people that you know and find out what they're doing, and it's always something that's really exciting, and then say, you know, I think Farmington would love to do that and see that, and more and more with the people we're bringing in as we're gearing up toward the summer. And big spoiler, we're launching an academy that, as we're doing more and more of that, I'm asking people to leave something behind. So more and more people are doing a concert and then doing a workshop in connection with their concert here. So
nice.
It's a real combined thing we're trying to do in the spring.
Very, very exciting. Well, let's talk about what's coming up.
So absolutely.
Tomorrow.
I got a call from a booker that's a friend of mine. And she said, there's a real weird, unique thing that just happened, that this show that people say is transformative, that when they see it, they just feel like it takes them to new places in their soul because of this male singing. And they were in the middle of their first United States tour when COVID hit. And basically, the story of the Choir of Man is that it's based on a true story.
Right.
And there was a pub, there probably still is a pub, in Ireland. And a guy walked in and said, I know you sponsor football, which is to us soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever thought about sponsoring a men's choir? And the owner of the pub said, well, if you can get a bunch of men to come in this choir and sing, I'll sponsor it. Well, he did. And they not only started to sing, they sang really well. And so they started touring around in Ireland, and then they started touring a little broader in England. And then they got back together, and somebody came in and said, this should be a show. And so they built a set, which basically represented the pub.
Right.
And then they started telling their story of how they came to be a choir. And then that show toured England, and then it very successfully toured Europe. And then it was in the middle of a very successful United States tour when COVID hit, and they just stored the set, and everybody in the entire show is really Irish. So they just flew back to Ireland.
Right.
And so they were back there living their lives, and they finally decided that it was time to try to finish the United States tour. So they went to, they started rehearsing in Ireland mm-hmm. for a couple of weeks, and then they had their set flown to Utah. And last Saturday night, they performed their first show since COVID in Utah. And they're going next weekend to a big auditorium in Denver. And they're performing three performances in Denver. And then they're launching their national tour. Well,
wow.
Somewhere between Utah and Denver was Farmington.
Yes.
And so she said, I can get you one night around when they're traveling if you'd like to book them. And I said, let me look at it. It took about 5 hours. I sent it up the line. They looked at it. They came right back down and said, this is something we should do in Farmington. They set up a full pub.
Right. We got a clip.
Okay.
So let's watch and listen
absolutely.
A little bit, right? We can hear what we're talking about.
There
so
you go.
Here we go. It is a clip, the Choir of Man coming to the Farmington Civic Center tomorrow night, everybody.
And we are the Choir of Man.
Choir of Man coming to the Farmington Civic Center, as we mentioned, tomorrow night, 7:30.
Absolutely.
Right?
And actually, they open the house at 7, which is what we always do to get the audience in.
Right.
But they're there. The set's there. The whole cast is there. And then as the people come into the house, if there's anyone who's over 21 and interested through our good friends at Clancy's and also our good friends at the police department standing by to provide security, you can go down to the edge of the stage, and from their pub, they will serve you beer.
Oh.
And so there's free beer in the first half an hour before the show. I asked them after I saw their clip, I said, so you guys can do that all night and drink beer? And spoiler alert, I probably shouldn't tell you They're not really drinking beer.
Oh, okay.
But you can.
But
if you're in the
can.
Audience,
if you're
the
over
audience
21.
It's over 21,
okay.
It's real beer.
All right,
and so that's
you go.
Kind of one of the gimmicks of the show, and everybody says it just is fun that you feel part of the pub from the beginning,
yeah,
and then you
so.
Go through the show. So
right.
There are still tickets available.
Right.
It's been a little bit of an interesting thing to get people to understand what it is. I mean,
right.
That it really is like a musical, but not a lot of book, but a little bit of book and
mm-hmm.
a little bit of story.
Okay.
But all the musical numbers are supposed to just lift you up and make you feel like it's the highlight of your week, if not your month.
There you go. And you're not driving to Salt Lake City
That's
or Denver
right.
to see it. So.
Right here in Farmington.
There you go.
And it's a delight to get to. We're limited, and one of the reasons that the city asked me to found the Professional Musical Theater Company is that Farmington wanted musical theater,
right.
But we don't have a fly system in our theater, and so most of the national musical theater tours can't come here because we can't hang them because we don't have enough rigging for them.
All the sets of
right.
things that are required.
So this
right.
is a show that fits, and
good.
It's also a great deal of fun. So I hope you come down and check out the Choir of Man.
There you go. And something tells me that the ticket prices are a little different than you'd pay in Salt Lake or Denver, too.
They are significantly lower.
Yeah.
And actually, because we were kind of having a communication issue to make people understand what this is, my powers that be said, why don't we make an offer to start the year to get people together in the theater? So there's a very special offer
okay.
if you call the theater.
There you go. Check it out, everybody. That is the Choir of Man tomorrow night here at
right.
the Farmington Civic Center. And then the next thing we want to talk about is this other local show that has kind of been homegrown, if you will, right?
You know, Spirit Coalescence.
Yes.
Delbert, nobody in this town that's connected to the arts, I don't think, can not know Delbert Anderson because he is the most prolific and talented person I've met in a long time. And Delbert came into me, and, you know, he does a lot of, well, he's playing all over. He's
no
a
kidding.
Terrific, gifted yeah. instrumentalist. He has DDAT, which is his own private company. But he came in and he said, do you think the Civic Center would be interested in sponsoring an indigenous collective art piece? And I said,
right.
I can't imagine we wouldn't be if we could. Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he described that it was going to be DDAT. Well, that first they were going to commission 10 paintings of New Mexico, and then DDAT and a dancer and a poet were all going to study the portraits, the paintings.
Right.
And then what he asked for initially was, could they have a week in the Civic Center to kind of work together and figure out what do we have? And I said, yeah, we'd love to sponsor that, and we can maybe put a little bit of development money in it, which is what we did. They worked all week, and we offered technical advice in terms of theatrical,
sure.
technical lights,
right.
sound.
How to make it look
thing.
The very best. Right.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came in, and they did one show, and we invited an audience, and they came in, and we took input from that show, and they've been putting the input in since then, and then they're coming back, and we're doing a mini version of that in that the beginning of the week before the 29th, they're coming back into our theater, and they're going to work. They've added more multimedia. They didn't have multimedia before.
Okay.
They've added multimedia, and it is the same show, but it's a different evolved show.
Okay.
And the same kind of thing. They're going to do two performances, 7:30 on the 29th. And 2:00 on the 30th, they're going to be taking input from the audience, and then from that, they're then going out and doing a national tour.
Right.
So Farmington will have had direct input into a show that was created in Farmington, and then hopes to go out and have a national
like
impact.
Like a tour, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's great for us to. And they also, Delbert has a great group of guys that shoot all his stuff, not all, a bunch of his stuff,
mm-hmm.
onto video, and they are producing a totally mastered video of this production.
Nice.
And we're going to share that and have it on the Civic Center as a video on demand that you'll also be able to go back and see the final product.
And we have a clip from this one, too. So this is the Spirit Coalescent, a homegrown, if you will, production with music and art and photography, I believe, poetry and dance.
Right.
Here we go, everybody, coming to the Farmington Civic Center.
Her power resonates under barefooted soles that stand rooted as life springs from words spoken. Sunlight extends veins of life flowing as barrels turn behind gently closed eyelids. And then I see her. A dark-skinned beauty dancing through the windows of my soul. As she still holds space for healing and seasons for growth. And as each flower opens its face to the sun-kissed skies above, I can still hear her symphony fading quietly off into the distance. She travels through beautiful circles of infinite horizons, echoing sweet, sweet melodies across seas and seas of meadows. A voice born from newly opened petals of life, for I hear her whisper, "We are still here."
The Spirit Coalescent coming to the Farmington Civic Center end of this month, January 29th, a Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. show, and then a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 30th. Randy West is my guest from the Farmington Civic Center, and we didn't do a shout-out to Karen Ellsbury, but the artwork is from her
pretty exciting,
talented
isn't it? Yeah.
Hand. So that's a homegrown, as I said, homegrown, all local elements, really.
It's all Farmington-based.
Yes.
And I think... You know, anytime you look at somebody, we're having later on in the season, we're having Artrageous come back because Artrageous combines music and dance and
right.
the creative arts.
That's right.
But anytime that you can take the performing arts and the creative arts and meld them together so they almost become their own art form, that's, to me, that's really exciting. And that's what they're doing here on a completely different level, in that you can just see from that piece there's so much going on, and yet it appeals to your soul as much as it appeals to your intellect. So they're doing there's a lot of fun and moving stuff going on in their work, and
right.
I'm happy to be a sponsor.
Well, and just from that short video that we shared, a lot of layers, I think, to what you're experiencing, right? And that was,
right.
I think, their goal,
right?
As developing all this, and then of course to have it developed here and then see it go on tour so that other communities can get the experiences is another great thing. So
it's a wonderful thing to be part of.
No kidding. Very true. So that's coming up end of this month. The next group we want to talk a little bit about is the Queens Cartoonist. This will be February 8th, a Tuesday, 7:30 p.m.
Now, I have to tell you, when I talk to the people that I know about all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And originally, when they mentioned the Queens Cartoonist to me, I thought, well... by February, because originally we thought last summer, and then we kind of thought September, and then we thought by January we would probably be taking over the TODA. And the TODA is going to have a performing arts package, which is sound and lights and a ClearCom system, but it's also going to have a brand new cinema package in the middle of it. And so this is a combination of projecting silent cartoons, British cartoons,
right.
from that period, and then there's a live band that, as the cartoons play, they play the music and they make all the live sounds to the cartoon.
That's the whole idea from the name, right? Yeah, that's what we got.
So I thought, what a fun thing to do in the Toda, because where I was looking for some things, obviously, when the Toda does get open, which is looking more toward June-ish.
Okay.
But when it does get open, we'll eventually be doing things like New Mexico film festivals and short films locally.
Nice.
And we're thinking about doing some things like, you know, 80s action films to kind of break it up sometimes over the weekends. But the idea of sometimes combining something that, once again, I said I'm always interested in combining mediums, taking silent film cartoons from England and adding a live performance element,
right,
you know, makes it today something that actually happened obviously quite a while ago. But the, with the delay in the Toda, I said, well, we've got February 8th in the Civic Center. Let's just move them over here. So that's how the initial idea was, to do something kind of funky and fun in the Toda, but now we'll be doing it fun and in person, live and in person, on February 8th in the theater.
Okay, there you go. We have another clip of these guys, so we can see and hear a little bit about what we're talking about. The Queen's Cartoonists.
Are you guys ready to hear some music from cartoons? All right. So how do you take jazz and classical music and make it more accessible to everyone? Through cartoons. Queen's Cartoonists are a group of musicians that play music from cartoons and animation. We want our concerts to constantly be engaging the audience. The music is serious, but the show is fun. Cartoons from different countries, different continents, different time periods. We really try to create an environment where everything is all mixed up and the audience doesn't really know what to expect next, but they're excited to see whatever happens. Behind this project is a single idea. Is it possible in the 21st century to create jazz and classical music that appeals to everyone, with no exceptions? Not just people that already love this music, but people that normally wouldn't even go to those kinds of concerts. A concert for everybody.
Queen's Cartoonists coming to the Farmington Civic Center on Tuesday, February 8th, and that looks like a fun show,
How
too.
How much fun does that look like?
Right? A lot of fun.
And they do not only the instruments, they do all the sound effects that the cartoons have live, which I think is fun.
Very cool. And again, that is part of the spring season.
Right.
And so all this information, and we have the website up on the screen too, but for our radio audiences, I want to remind you, fmtn.org/shows is really where you need to go to see the schedule and get tickets and all the other stuff, right?
Right. And our that'll take you to our website, and you can go directly online, click the link, go to Show Ticks for You, which is where we sell our tickets.
Right.
But if there's any question, you can call 505-599-1148.
Okay.
And or 1145 And that gets you into our office. They will happily talk you through whatever you need to do to make the online sale go, or they can sell you tickets directly through the office and just print them and hold them for you.
The old-fashioned
way. We want you to feel like the Farmington Civic Center is your place to go, where you are welcomed as a community, because in fact you are. So if you need help, let us help you.
There you go. Very good. Real quick, Randy, we're running out of time, but I know there's a couple other events that I wanted to mention. One is on the 19th, the Dancing with the Farmington Stars is back.
We've done that in the past. It's a really fun event. I understand you are we're going to judge this year, one of them.
I'm happy to
there
judge, yes. So, I'm a former dancer, I have to
I know
say
that
too.
You're going to bring your taps, and maybe you might surprise
Well, if you still have the sailor suit hanging around.
There you go.
I don't know if I'll fit into it, but
we'll
try.
We'll kind of try to get Jerry the Mouse
yes,
to dance with you.
Right, exactly.
But we are redoing Dancing with the Stars with another group of locals and some great dancers. That's a really fun event on February 19th.
Right.
On February 21st, this is another pretty big show for us. We're doing the Ten Tenors.
Yes.
And the Ten Tenors tour internationally. And it's a big show, big sound. I mean, when are you going to hear 10 you know, money singers that they've got nothing but money sounds?
Right.
And I was really excited that once again this was a routing thing, that we were able to get them at a price we could afford. They're usually a little out of our range. And so if you get a chance and you love just, you know, they do a little bit of classical music, but they mostly do pop and Broadway and really accessible stuff. And they're great singers.
Songs that folks will recognize.
Absolutely.
For sure,
and
right?
This is their 25th anniversary.
Very exciting.
So after that, on February 25th, for those of you that saw Ann Rinalson or Tess when they came in, her daughter, last year, they have a new show that they put together in New York and was very successful called The Story Goes On, and it's about how Ann went into Victor Victoria to understudy Julie Andrews and met the producer's assistant, who was younger than the producer. The producer was Blake Edwards.
Okay,
and,
right.
And
right.
His younger associate. And Ann and he married, and they gave birth to Tess. And then he was producing Spider-Man, the musical, on Broadway when he had a brain aneurysm and died. And then both Ann and Tess went on to Broadway together. And this is kind of their story, all in music, and then with a big multimedia package. And it's
okay.
been very successful
nice.
In New York. That's coming here.
Okay.
We do have Todd Oliver, for those of you that saw him before. He's got the talking dog, Irving.
Yes.
He was very successful. He's going to be here March 7th.
Okay.
And then in March, we're doing Four Corners Musical Theater,
yes.
which is the professional musical theater company in Farmington now. We're doing our first piece of new work. We're doing a brand new world premiere of a musical called Gene Kelly's Lost Musical.
Mm.
And it's about Gene Kelly and the lyricist Comden and Green pitching to L.B. Mayer at MGM to try to do a musical version of Cyrano. And it's
okay.
really funny.
Okay.
It ends up being a musical within a musical. And we're going to be doing the world premiere of that. But also during March.
Yes.
In that the March 19th. And then the following week, we're going to be doing the open auditions for the summer season.
Yes.
And in June at the Civic Center, we're doing Music Man. In
okay.
July, out at Sandstone, we're doing Pirates of Penzance. Music Man runs 2 weekends in the Civic Center. Pirates of Penzance runs 4 weeks out at Sandstone.
Okay.
And then we're coming back to the Civic Center and doing 2 weeks of Annie in August. All of this is going to be on our website. There are roles open for young children.
Right.
All the orphan roles are open in Annie.
Right.
We have teen roles and we have adult roles in all three shows. And along with that, if your mind isn't already going,
right,
we are taking Heather McGoy's program, which has been kids and youth.
The Heather McGoy Children's Theater,
right,
as we've
right.
known to it, but
Heather
you're expanding
McGoy's
it.
Heather McGoy's Children's Theater and Four Corners Musical Theater, which I felt very strongly should be adding an educational component, and we have just founded Heather McGoy's Four Corner Theater Academy.
How about that?
And we're going to be teaching classes for kids, for teens, for adults, And once we open the Todah, we'll also be teaching on-camera production and film classes.
How about
so
that,
it'll be
everybody?
A big academic add to the Civic Center. And also, say, both Ann and some other people that are coming in this spring are all doing workshops for local talent while they're in town.
Wonderful.
And so all of that is on our website. It's all going to be announcing. The auditions are really easy. You sing a song, a two-minute song from any source. We provide the pianist. If you have a headshot and a resume, bring it. If not, just come down and fill out an audition form. Come and get involved at the Farmington Civic Center.
Wow. Wow. Lots of stuff.
Absolutely.
Lots coming and lots available. And again, for local actors, the auditions in March.
Yes.
And you'll be able to sign up.
It's going to be the Saturday, March 19th, starting at 9 o'clock. You can call the Civic Center for a 15-minute slot. And then the Monday after that, we're doing it from 7 on. So if you're not available on that weekend, you can come in. Then the following Saturday, starting at 9, we're doing callbacks. And the way that works is, yes, we are bringing a really exceptional professional talent to Farmington in the summer to play the bulk mm-hmm. of the lead roles, but we do have some supporting roles and we have other roles open for the community. Like I said, all the orphan roles are open. And
I think I'm a little old for that.
I think you're a little bit. But
I may have aged out.
There might be a president in your future that you could cover for us.
Interesting.
But what I found is if you're talented and you have some real interest, being put in this situation where we teach a musical pretty fast. Oh. We're rehearsing 1 to 10, so I will be rehearsing in the afternoon, but I also will be rehearsing 6 to 10 every night. So if you've got a real job and you think, well, I can't do four corners
because they
rehearse during the day, this summer we're rehearsing 1 to 10 with the intent of being able to, getting your audition form, figuring out when you're available, and trying to work around your schedule.
How about that?
So there you go.
Okay. There you are. The Farmington Civic Center, Randy West,
lots
of entertainment.
Let me just say, it's rwest at fmtn.org. That's me. That's my email. I'm also 505-599-1150 gets me. If you have any questions about any of the shows or about the musical theater program or getting your kids into classes or getting you in a class and you just need some more information, feel free to call me anytime.
There you go. Randy, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Scott.
We'll see you back here soon.
Thank you.
It's Randy West from the Farmington Civic Center, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.